Welcome to Burn Bright Today, Burn Brighter Tomorrow with me, your quantum wealth and wellness expert, Jennifer J. Marcinelli, bringing to you a holistic healing revolution, eradicating exhaustion and renewing your whole life. Whether you're a corporate executive or homemaker, exhaustion and burnout have no boundaries. I bring over 30 years of wellness and wealth expertise to this hit show, specializing in helping leaders recover from burnout and transforming themselves into the prosperous executives they were meant to be. When it comes to burnout, I have a simple philosophy. When you have energy problems, you need energy solutions. You don't have to accept chronic mood swings and exhaustion as normal. You can go from stress, anxiety, depression, chronic pain and illness to burning bright today and burning brighter tomorrow. Burn Bright Today starts right now. Yeah, we're ready. Hey, Burn Brighters, it's Jennifer Marcinelli out of Houston and the lovely, the wonderful Dr. Pat Basile.
I'm excited about sunshine? Today.
It is sunshining all over. I don't know about you. We do have a storm coming in, but we have sunshine in the moment. So if we suddenly have lightning strikes and power outage, you'll know that we're in for a big cleaning down here. Oh, and speaking of good cleanings, this is an exciting month. We've finally, officially, we made it. We survived. We made it to August. Evolutionary astrologers, numerologists are cheering everywhere. We made it to August. So we're going to be talking about a lot of things today. Number one is when, you know, standing up for yourself, knowing when to say when, and knowing when to walk away, what that looks like and how you know when it's appropriate and when it isn't. There's a lot of this going on. And I know, Dr. Pat, you'll probably want to weigh in on this. We've had a lot of folks have to stand up for themselves and say, no mas.
Yeah. And stand up in a way that we've not done before. And I think that's part of the conversation today. It's, you know, we've stood up for things in the past, but what you're about to talk about is when to stand up before you get to the point where you are completely, absolutely annihilated. You know, and what am I talking about? Exhaustion annihilates. And we don't think it does. You know, there's an interesting commercial on television now. And it's kind of interesting. It's Leave Schreiber is in the commercial. And he talks it, oh my gosh, am I going to forget this? He talks about sleep grunge or something about, you know, junk sleep. That's it. He calls it junk sleep. But the commercial is really not about taking care of your mental health or taking care of yourself. It's about the mattress. But as he goes through this, if you didn't know it was about that, you would be talking about what it is or one aspect of what is holding us back from literally living an abundantly energized life, right? Mm-hmm. And isn't that what you're talking about now? Isn't that what you're building in the series?
Absolutely. And I love the way we're approaching this because we're now standing up for ourselves and alleviating exhaustion, like you said, to your point, in a way we've never been done before. This is one of the beauties of the Aquarian age, is we're now being guided and we have all of these resources that have been around for eons. Holistic care, energy healing, vibrational healing, astronumerology, all of this has been around for ages. And now it's mainstream. And there are a lot of really solid resources out there. And some of these folks are very credible resources. So we're learning to use credible resources to empower ourselves, to Lee Schreiber's point of view, get to the bottom of what really is amiss, which is what's causing our exhaustion, and make those changes that we need to make. So we're now able to stand up for ourselves in a way that is empowering, so much more than devastating. We don't have to drop a nuclear bomb on our family or our workplace. You know, that there are healthier ways of empowerment of standing up for ourselves in a way that doesn't decimate and cause further exhaustion and the ripple effect, right? So we're all familiar with the fallout of the atom bombs.
Yeah. Well, you know, part of this too, and and I know you're going to talk about this today, is not only what we're learning and what we're seeing in the headlines, but also what you're seeing in your folks and what they're experiencing. And I want to just take a moment to just ask you about what is it that has caused you to really elevate Burn Bright Today to Burn Bright Today, Burn Brighter Tomorrow?
I think having been through, everybody knows my story, I'm completely transparent about my personal and professional life. After having been through the dark night of soul, having been through having lost it all just as you have, and having been through untoward legal battles and surviving all the way through it, to get there, to be able to survive, I had to connect with the divine to keep my inner light aglow, to keep that flame going. That was about survival. And that's about burning bright today, is to keep our inner flame, our inner light and sound, that part of us that is divine, glowing and burning so that we can survive through the dark night of soul. Then once we get through that dark night of soul and we're on now, as we are in August, so many people have brand new beginnings. So many people are getting rebirths this month. It's now about allowing that light to burn as bright as it can and brighter every single day, so that today is good. We're happy, we're calm, we're peaceful. We have the energy that we need to meet life's challenges, and we can accept increasing responsibility without it being a burden. And I don't know about you, but I'm sure you've experienced this before, where you're carrying, you're like Atlas, carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders. But now it's like, I'm finding my stride, and so are my clients. It's like, okay, we survived that storm. And now it's like, wow, I'm doing okay. My company's starting to rebuild. We've got funding coming in. Cash flow is starting to go. Oh my goodness, I can take on new responsibilities without it being a burden.
Yeah. I mean, this is really part of the conversation. And yet at the same time, what are you seeing with how people are coming to you to heal? And what do I mean by heal? Now, let's just take a clip from the headlines, if we could, because I want to hear your take on this. A lot of conversations about Simone Biles, just a lot of conversations. Now the conversation's really not so much. They're kind of moving past Simone Biles, right? In a sense, but yet there's still a conversation about what kind of support and help. And if you don't think she's going to need some healing after this, regardless of what she decides for her future, I think we are mistaken. And I also believe that that is the macro of the individual healing that we need. Give us a sense of what you're doing in Burn Bright Today, Burn Brighter Tomorrow to address this, because this is not just one or two people here. You're getting clients that are coming to you that are saying, I am an executive. I cannot go in and do my job.
Right. All right. And I'll make some broad stroke generalizations.
Yes.
I see a lot of clients from various different backgrounds. Some might be, single moms running their own, or trying to get their company back up off the ground. They had started their own company, funding fell out for whatever reason, and now they're, through that dark stage, okay, now I'm getting the company together and new opportunities are coming open. Then I also have younger folks coming into my practice right now too, high school and college. So I'll make some broad generalizations that apply to just about everyone that I'm seeing right now. And broad stroking it, a lot of what I'm seeing is there is another deluge, but it's a good deluge. It's more of a light rain that can support, that the clients are receiving support from their spiritual guides, support from the vibrational healings of gemstone and diamond therapy, the support of spiritual care, to help them now release what no longer serves them in their lives. Literally, I would say 9 out of 10 clients that I'm working with right now are having to change family dynamics, immediate family member dynamics. And it's interesting because every relationship we have, ask any 10 psychologists, they're all going to say the same thing, okay? That every relationship we have mirrors ourselves in some way. And we're in these relationships so we can see about ourselves what it is we need to address and what we need to grow from and what we need to let go of. And I will say that I think every single client that I'm working with right now is dealing with immediate family member relationships. And I would say 9 out of 10 are parents. And these can be adult parents, mid-30s to mid-50s, relationship issues that have come up from the past directly related to our parents. So this is a fabulous time to really say, look, it's okay. And if it's affecting you in the workplace, if it's affecting your ability to do your job, it's okay. Really what it is it's that step of moving forward. And we need to sometimes take a couple of steps back and go, oh, you know what? Now I get what has been really hurting and what's really been holding me back and what's really been causing my burnout all this time. It's this relationship, but it's playing out in the workplace. It's like, oh, lightning strike. It's like, you know, who's the Despicable Me, you know, light bulb comes on. It's yeah. Like, that's what's going on. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, there is a conversation now, and I want to talk with you about it when we come back from break. Lot of things that people are trying to wrap their minds around. Study, couple of studies that came out, you know, talking about fight or flight, talking about stress. But there's a couple of new things. I know for you, you're talking about beyond burnout, exhaustion. Mm-hmm. And what you're really saying is everything that you have, all the tools you have can eradicate exhaustion. And they do. Mm-hmm. And you know, even though you may not have prepared for this moment, you are prepared. When we come back, I want to talk with you about this latest idea, which really taps into what you're doing. Fight, flight, and freeze. Okay. So I think the researchers are just getting caught up with what you've been doing for like decades.
It takes a while to formally study and publish your work. I'm on that journey now.
It does. And you know, the deal is this: fight, flight, and freeze. And you know, Maria Shriver, do I have that right? Yes. Just did an article over the weekend talking about, you know, this and Simone Biles. But there is a thing that's happening to all of us, isn't there? And it's moments where we do freeze. Mm-hmm. Right? This is something that we're not addressing in our society because we're not expected to freeze, are we?
We're not allowed.
That's right.
We're not allowed to pause. And we're going to talk about that in the next segment. Slowing yeah. down and simplifying. We'll talk about that because this is very important.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take a short break. When we come back, fight, flight, freeze, and completely deplete every single thing you think you have in your reserves. Okay, now what? Yep. Jennifer Marcinelli, Burn Bright today, Burn Brighter tomorrow. Let's take a short break, right? We'll be right back.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit natashaornedo.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at susandolce.com
and leondyer.com.
So here we are. We are talking about what it takes to make big changes and we're going to be talking about support systems, how this is playing out in our lives differently. And Dr. Pat, I'm so glad you brought up this article that we're posting here, we're referencing here in the details section. But would you speak to this a little bit? Because I think you're onto something here.
Yeah, I love when you find researchers that come out and take a look at something, and here's what they're calling it: beyond fight, flight, and freeze towards a new conceptualization. And they're talking about a peritraumatic response to child and sexual abuse. And they're doing this based on retrospective accounts. Now, what does that mean? They're talking to people and they're asking them to look back, but that's really playing out on some of the top places we're talking about, because you know, sexual abuse was part of Simone Biles, you know, journey. Yes. And yet we're not talking about that because she's not talking about it. So even though I am not the doctor, I am not the clinician for Simone Biles, I will just say that if you look at what we're talking about how beyond fight, flight, or freeze, there's a new landscape of trauma that's much broader. And more multidimensional than narrow. And so what they're talking about in this model specifically is a set of peritraumatic responses. What does that mean? That means you can't function at 100%. Right. That means you can't think at 100%. You know, that means that whatever you're doing in the world is really affected by things. And so when they looked at the study, what they looked at, Jennifer, was the tend to freeze or disassociate. So let's just start with that, right? They have three different classes in automatic responses. So you're either going to freeze, you're either going to disassociate. What is disassociate? Okay, I'm doing a show with Jennifer right now and I'm just staring right at her. The lights are on and nobody's home. Yep. And I'm already over here, not really wanting to look at what the conversation is about, but there's so much more here. And, you know, there's part of the study I love. And, you know, in research, I just want to say in research, we are kind of forced to use language. Like, like if you took a look at, you know, some of the research, especially where I've been asked not to write about things exactly the way that I see them. The bottom line is I studied Broken Promises, but when you go to look at the title of the report, it's this big, long title, but we're going to break it down for you today. Think about this. You ready, everybody? Do you freeze? Are you disassociating? You know, how are you doing with your behavioral responses? Are you responding in survival? And I'm looking at Simone Biles and I'm saying, please, somebody help her right now. You know, somebody look at the expression on her face. Somebody reach out to her. And then how do you comply with the abuse? Or are you simply surviving? Or are you just ambivalent? Like you're like, I don't really give a you know what. Do you see what I'm saying? And you face this with your clients every day. So can you talk to that?
Oh, absolutely. And let me provide a little bit of context. Again, broad strokes. I have worked with many people who experienced truly traumatic physical, mental, emotional abuse and sexual abuse. But let's just take the sexual abuse out of this part for just a moment here. I can't even tell you how many people I have worked with who attended, for example, Orthodox parochial schools at the early age. We're talking elementary school. So they were raised in an educational system where very harsh, stern punishment and actual physical, actual abuse. I mean, we're talking, I've worked with people that had, that literally for a small joke that was, a very, very small joke that was played in class, this young boy was beaten in front of the class, marched out the door. And in the northern dead winter of Pennsylvania winter, was forced to place his hands on the railing, the hand railing in the snow, while the teacher of a Orthodox parochial school pounded his knuckles with a ruler repeatedly, with absolute no regard for what the harm that was causing this young man. And to make it worse, when this young man went home, his family, he was punished harshly at home for getting in trouble at school over a minor, it was actually a very small, insignificant joke that today would make the news to provide levity and lift everybody's spirits. And this person, this particular gentleman, is now well into his 60s and has had issues in every aspect of his life. And all of that type of taking somebody out, overly strict boundaries, overly harsh criticism, and just this overwhelmingly painful, and let's just call it torture, because it is, okay? This isn't a scientific term, but literally it was torture for something that was a joke, and how this carried out into this individual's life, and he never knew it. Absolutely had no idea that it came out in his leadership style. It came out with how he managed his direct reports. It came out with how he managed his boss, with his relationships with his bosses, how he managed his teams, and how he was managing home life. No idea that there was a direct correlation. So that is what I'm seeing in my practice now. Folks like that are like, oh my goodness, the light bulb has come on. I didn't even realize that this, I knew this happened to me and I was upset about it, but I didn't understand that I was energetically carrying this abuse with me energetically. And it can come out at any time, any place when we're strong enough to handle it, at the Olympics or in a boardroom or at the dinner table.
Yeah. I got to tell you, one of the things I love about this is, you know, the mainstay takeaway from this body of research. And this is the dilemma. This is the paradoxical end of what you're saying. And this is why, you know, as you move forward with Burn Bright today, you added Burn Brighter tomorrow. Because one of the things that you uncover, especially, you know, without talking about clients, but it's not an easy fit. And this study says and agrees with you that, look, you know, there are different classes that have shown up. Freeze, disassociate, tend to freeze, tend to fight, and flight. And what they found was none of those apply, that the finding from this study, which is so key, is that there's an absence of an automatic response. What does that mean? An absence of an automatic response. That means that this is a new class. Yes. This is situations where none of the known responses is applicable. Yes. And I've said this a million times, let's talk about it. Einstein said you cannot solve the problem at the level it was created. And so we're trying to solve the same old problem of freeze, dissociate, flight, and fright. And what's happening is there is a new response.
Yes.
It's the absence of an automatic response. What do you make of that?
So what I see, and I've experienced this personally, so I can describe what it feels like having actually experienced, In energy medicine, there's a system called the acute flow system, which is not recognized yet by Western medicine, but it is in some of the energy medicine modalities. And it's actually, the windows are related on the cervical spine and on the lumbar spine. And these systems can be completely fried out, like an electrical circuit that's completely, like if you burn a fuse, okay? And when that acute flow system has been in fight or flight for so long, there comes a point to where you blow a fuse, energetically speaking. And you have to go in and completely reboot or rebuild these systems. Because at this point in time, what I see with my clients have experienced this, is they have a serious difficulty feeling their body. Like they can't feel physical sensations. Like, for example, when their spiritual guides are in sessions and they're providing information or healing, they literally cannot feel it in their body because they've dissociated as a matter of survival. The acute flow system has been decimated. And energetically speaking, there's no communication. It's like the spinal cord being cut in a trauma victim or a spinal cord injury victim where the paralysis takes place. It's just like that, but at the energetic level, you may have an intact spinal cord, but you have a completely burned out or short circuited, if you will, acute flow system. The effect is very, very similar. And it gives you dissociation and a walking zombie. You know, these yes. are the people who quit work and then never leave.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what this study talks about is exactly what you're saying. You know, they're saying that, wait a minute, we can't look at the traditional fight or flight. And we're right. seeing it play out right now in the headlines. And what they're saying is, look, we haven't taken into consideration that you have a child and has to do with child abuse. You know, and a lot of times, like those of us out here like to generalize. So we're not going to generalize, but we're going to talk about possibilities with this. And what they're saying is, wait, you have that child in a home, cannot flight, cannot fight. And we've totally missed a new response. And they're talking about the absence of an automatic response. And it's important because even though it's a nuance of fight or flight, you know, it is that thing that says, wait a minute, I'm trapped at work. I'm yes. in an abusive work situation.
Yes.
And how is that any different than what we're seeing here in this research? I have to be back in this abusive situation. I can't fight and I can't flight. How many of you listening to this are in a job where maybe you're in an abusive situation and you can't fight and you can't flight? And so what happens, there is an absence of an automatic response. You just put one foot in front of the other. But what this is saying is that doesn't mean it has an impact. And aren't these the toughest of cases that you work with?
They are the toughest because you are so far beyond. Once the physical, mental, emotional, and the psyche has shut down to that point, it's really difficult to come back. It is not impossible. It can be done, but it requires a truly holistic approach. And you have to have a very integrated healing team of practitioners that all work together. You have to have a Western medicine, Eastern medicine, neuro acupuncture, cranial sacral therapist, gemstone and diamond therapy, crystal healers. You've got to have an entire team, psychotherapy, psychologists, to help every aspect of your multidimensional being step through this and get your life back. Because without any of those pieces, you're not whole, and you're just not able to get back in the game. It takes all of those team members working together, which is why we're integrating care now moving forward in the Aquarian age, and why we're now bringing science and spirituality together to cover all of these areas. Because you're exactly right. How many CEOs just can't go back to the boardroom? They just can't. I can't go back to the boardroom. I can't go back to the shareholders. I can't go back to the XYZ. You're exactly right. It's kind of like the cord has been cut proverbially with the acute flow system.
Yeah. And you know, what I love about this is that, and this is really a tough study to read because we're talking about child abuse, but they talk about the fact that when all of the normal categories of what you do when you're in this stressed behavior. When all of them are exhausted and you're not doing any one of them, you get creative, right? You get creative in a way to survive, but perhaps you even get creative in self-destructive ways to survive the abuse. And that's really the key. You know, the emotional, the behavioral, the cognitive, the affective, you know, all of these that take their toll when going unattended to lead to the things that you're talking about. And you work with people to flip that around, right?
Yes.
And burn brighter.
Yes, yes, yes. I think a wise woman once said, you can't lead anyone anywhere you haven't been yourself. And I think you have to have lived through that and come through it on the other side to be able to help people. All of us need a guide. All of us need mentors. All of us need someone who's been there, gone there before to help us get up to the next level. And absolutely, that's a part of what Burn Bright Today is all about.
Well, let's take a short break. When we come back, let's talk about, you know, one of the key elements of the show today, and that is eradicating exhaustion. But how do you know when to say when?
Yeah.
Eradicating exhaustion, given everything we've talked about, and we'll take in your calls. If you want to get some help to not only eradicate exhaustion, you're going to hear what leads up to exhaustion. It is beyond burnout. It's beyond flight. It's beyond fight. It's beyond freeze. It is a state that you get to when you're literally exhausted all possible ways to cope or shift. You got to know when to say when. Jennifer Marcinelli, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Lau, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit trishlaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Start shifting possibilities into probabilities with Colette Marie Steffen through her Energetic Upgrade online programs and personal consultations. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Are you ready to get your shift together? Book a 45-minute energetic upgrade session with Colette and check out all the energetic upgrade programs at thetruthisfunny.com.
Folks, so here we are. We are back and we are talking about hope. We are talking about burning brighter today and burning brighter tomorrow, regardless of how dismal it might seem right now. So if you're one of those burn brighters out there who's saying, Jennifer, Dr. Pat, come on, folks. You know, I'm really at the end of my game here. Let's talk about that for a little bit. If what we talked about seems to resonate with you, that you feel like even your inner light has like really extinguished, and perhaps you're experiencing feeling of despair or hopelessness, first of all, there is hope. And secondly, it's not your fault. And this can be actually repaired energetically as well. So if you're having trouble picking yourself up and going on, it's okay. It's all a part of what we're learning to do right now. And it's also all a part of this big spiritual awakening that's going on, because, you know, we got to always bring spirituality and science together. It's burn bright today. But what we're talking about is being able to identify the healing frequencies, being able to identify the higher vibratory way of living, and then learning and feeling and experiencing what that feels like down in the physical body, in the emotions, and in the mind, so that you can begin to experience feelings of hope and experience feelings of calm and peacefulness, as well as enthusiasm to move forward and take your next steps. So that's what we're talking about, and that's what we do here at Burn Bright today. So, you know, Dr. Pat, I would like you to weigh in on this
Sure.
a little bit from your perspective.
Yeah, I want to just let me just play this out, because let me give the flip side of this, because this is, you know, a former Olympian. And I'll just tell you, Henry Cejudo, however you pronounce it, won the gold in 2008 for freestyle wrestling. And he pretty much did, well, I don't even want to call it an op-ed, but he created a video and posted it on Twitter last week. And he's presenting the other side of the conversation. And his bottom line is, he's saying, she needs to check herself. She needs to check herself. And he's saying, you know, this is the Olympics. This is where you need to get some tough love. And somebody needs to, as in his words, you know, he called the decision a mistake, and he said the Olympians are a true battle of will. And he goes on to say that, you know, the media created her, and, you know, they put her on this pressure. And he said, not really. And his bottom line is, a little bit of tough love, and sometimes, this is him, sometimes we need a nice kick in the arse. And that's his conversation. And there are people that do believe that. And the reason they do believe that is because if we take the law of attraction and we take a look at the stamina and how athletes or other people in workplaces look at themselves, you know, there is this idea that you have to really stammer your way up. Your mind has to be about possibilities. Your actions have to show movement towards that. And, you know, this is now what we're talking about. We're talking about, is this something she could have just, somebody could have just said, I'm going to kick you in the arse and you're going to pick yourself up and get on the beam. Well, I think she is getting on the beam. But what do you make of that comment? Because this guy yeah. is talking about something a lot of people are agreeing with.
Yeah. And I, so first of all, I think everyone has their own truth. And from his perspective, that may very, very well be his truth. But I'm going to take another perspective on this. First of all, we all have our own truth. And I will say that there is a time that the willfulness and the mindfulness and the pushing and prodding and kicking yourself and flogging will continue until morale improves was accepted, and it was called the Pisces age. And I think this is what we're seeing right now. This is gone, folks. We're now officially in and beginning the Aquarian age. And this is a part of the huge shift. And this is why I believe that Simone Biles is giving us a huge gift. She is helping us see what it's like to make that shift to where we now have to move to a different course of action. We have to move to a different way of seeing, doing, and being that puts the mind and the willpower in its appropriate place. The mind should not be running the show, contrary to popular belief. It's just, that's the way of the 2019s. It's the way of mindfulness. It's the way of the law of attraction. And those of us working in holism will have a very, very different perspective when you take a higher view and you add spirituality into it. So I personally am going to say I would never push a client like that unless I was divinely guided to do so. But what I can say is, I don't know that that's ever happened in a client session where I was divinely guided to give that type of guidance in this context. So first of all, I would say, number one, there's a new way to do this. Take a step back, get your holistic healing team, connect with your spiritual guides, and get a higher perspective of what to do, because it might be time to step away and make a trajectory change and do something slightly different. Because if we continue to do things the way we've already done them, that's Einstein's definition of insanity, I'm pretty sure. So a part of what this is quite apparently the need for to consider and investigate a trajectory change, change the approach. And I bet my bottom dollar, this is a time now that she can accept healing for what got her here, because the energies are supporting this, especially in the month of August. These things that are coming up, we now have the energy to support the cleaning and clearing so that we can move on. My take is, I am not her practitioner. I'm not looking at this. I wouldn't look at this. I would not reach that level of confidentiality. I'm just saying, if she and I were in session, we'd be talking to spiritual guides and getting to root of what's really on and figuring out what she really needs. And I would bet it's not a kick in the arse.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, there are losses and there are wins in Olympics. There are games. And, you know, I'm just going to tell everybody, spoiler right now. If you got up this morning early to watch women's soccer, you would get a sense of what it looks like for people to show up and play their hearts out. It's a sport. Somebody wins and somebody doesn't. And, you know, in this case, if you watch that, you saw people show up at their best and a little bit of refereeing that didn't make sense to a couple of us. But in the end, we have to become the champions of our own lives. You know, we have to be able to pick ourselves up, especially after, you know, maybe having something in life where we have not really done it well, where we are defeated. You know, and this is something that we are really talking about today, because you got to know when you're in, when you're out. That's number one. But if you are in, all in, you have to be prepared for every outcome, for every aspect. Nobody ever thought the women's soccer team would lose. Nobody ever thought dot, dot, dot. Nobody ever thought dot, dot, dot. And that's what we're seeing today, right? We're having to change our expectations. Yes. But more importantly, we're talking about the fact that this is life, Jennifer.
Well, and we're also talking about the fact, I mean, from the psychological standpoint, we're talking about attachments. And from the spiritual perspective, we're talking about attachments. We're talking about setting our will to achieve a certain goal or outcome that is a pass, fail, a win, loss. We're really, nothing in life is actually like that. The mind made it that way. And what would life be like if we could actually enjoy what we're doing to the very best of our ability and celebrating everything as a win? What if we looked at Simone Biles and said it was a
everything.
Win for her?
Yep.
First of all, she's the GOAT, the greatest of all time. There is nothing that could ever detract 1 ounce from her overall magnificence. Nothing.
That's right.
Nothing. So why is it not a win that she's doing what she's doing? Why can't this be a win? And why can't it be a win that other gymnasts now had the opportunity to step up and show their game and up their game? And other sports are getting attention. This is a win. Every aspect of life is a win. We've been programmed to think that this is failure. And then many of us have been harshly punished for something that appeared to be a failure. So we're talking about attachments and we're talking about things that the mind created and unrealistic expectations. And expecting, and we're talking about control, right?
Yep. And let's pause for a moment, because this is what I love when I look back at my life. You know, I've had a bunch of ups and a bunch of downs, but there's something really interesting. The downs that I've had, when I look back at them, they have been divinely placed in my life for a reason. We're never going to know.
Yes.
We're never going to know what happened in that really difficult game to watch between Canada and the United States women in soccer, and some of the weird events in that game. I watched the game yesterday and I thought, seriously, some of these referee calls were just the oddest thing I've ever seen. Yeah. But when you step back from a spiritual perspective, you ask yourself, maybe it's not about you. Maybe it's not about me.
There's an idea.
And I want to tell you why I say that. If we talk about the collective, and especially in organizations, some days people have great hair days and some days you don't. Today, the most unlikely person today, unlikely person, if we're going to stay with the Olympics for a minute, seriously, the most unlikely person, so not expected to even compete that she's like the alternate that doesn't even wear the same outfit. Like you're looking them on the sides and everybody's got the outfit and she's like in red. Jade Carey. What would be the odds of Jade Carey of the United States winning the floor exercise gold today, 3 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago? What would be the odds? So we have to look at the bigger picture. And I want to ask you about this in the time we have left. When you work with people, there's a bigger picture.
Yes.
My loss of job in 1991 and 92 devastated me.
Yes.
But had that not happened, you and I would not be chatting. Talk about Absolutely. How you help people see the future events of Burn Brighter today, regardless of everything we're talking about.
Oh, so there's a lot to this. There's a lot to unpack here. So I'll just pick a couple of topics and we'll kind of run with it. But one of the things that helps us see the bigger picture is, first of all, working with the spiritual guides, calling in the teams, entire teams of highest consciousness, mine as a practitioner and my clients' individual teams, because we all have different teams that are highest consciousness. We may have some similar spiritual guides, but there are infinite resources in heaven to come in and help. So once we get those folks in working with us, and we get the higher perspective of what's going on, it is tremendously healing. And I can't even tell you how many clients have said this huge relief that it was actually not about them, this perceived failure. A company failed, a stock failed. A patient, for example, in an ER had a really bad outcome. What if it was not about that practitioner? What if it was not about that physician? What if it was not about that nurse? What if it wasn't even about that patient? What if it was about a soul-to-soul contract that this person agreed to have this type of an outcome to clear some major old karmic debt? I see this every single week, and it is liberating. And I'll just tell a personal story. I mean, a part of what I now have been given the understanding, a part of what some of, not all, some of the devastation in my divorce, why I lost my home, my artwork, and all of my finances, had in some part to do with my past life in Nazi Germany as a soldier in a minor internment camp. I was a minor player. Now, that does not justify anything that was done wrongly in my divorce. Okay. This is not about blame or shame or cosmic justice, but it's just an understanding of, I could then understand, okay, I had this much responsibility for that particular, let's call it a failure or that catastrophe. Okay. But there's a bigger picture. There was far more going on that made that made the instance of my divorce roll out the way that it did. And guess what? It was not all about me. And it was not all about my fault, nor was it all about him, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
which is huge relief, then I was able to forgive him, forgive his attorney, forgive myself, and forgive every soul who has ever committed the same atrocity as what took place. This is an opportunity for major healing. There is a much bigger picture going on here, folks, related to the general consciousness. I know this is a really big topic, but it can be so healing to get this insight.
We need each other. And thank you for sharing something very personal. We need each other. You and I have been working together for a while now, and some great things are being created.
Yes.
But if you stay with the story, the Carrie story, the 21-year-old who tripped during her run at her first vault, literally tripped, did such a horrific, according to others, performance. Her dad was right there and hugged her. And what else happened? Maybe this was the role of Simone Biles. Maybe this was her role. It was tough. And Simone Biles walked up to her and coached her and said to her, let it go and move on. It happened and you can't do anything about it. And Carrie, for this night, let it go. She said, for tonight, I just had to let it go. What if, and she won the gold. The least unlikely person on the planet, when you're talking about Olympics, to come back from a tripped vault. What if Simone Biles' role wasn't about Simone Biles? What if it was about all of us that have experienced the twisties in life, where we cannot compartmentalize our emotional and physical parts of us? How many people do you see that have had some version of that, that have nothing to do with gymnastics? And if we don't address mental well-being and wellness of the body, and we don't put this together, if we don't do this now as a global effect, but as a nation in the United States of America, we are going to have a lot of people in the months to come with the twisties, and they're not going to know what they have.
Right. You're right. We are multidimensional beings. There is always a bigger picture at hand, and it is not always all about us. Mm. It's just a truth, and it's what we're being shown right now.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer, how do people find out about you? Now, I want to say this. We've got a new website. We're still doing some uploads of videos and a bunch of other things, but there's a new place for people to go and a phone number for them to call. Let folks know the best way for them to have a free consult. And I wanted to say to people, you may not have any of the dramatic symptoms, but are you having a hard time at work? Are you having a hard time really getting your life back in gear? This is the time to reach out, get some help, because we don't have to suffer. How do people find out about you? How do they get a hold of you and work with you here?
Yes, the easiest way to reach me is at burnbrighttoday.com. Shoot me an email. My client practice is overly booked right now, so give me plenty of time. And as everybody knows, I'm working on my doctorate, so there's a lot of research and studying going on. We'll be publishing all this data formally in the coming years. So pop me over an email and give me a good 48 hours to reply. Admin will reply, or I'll reply in 48 hours when I'm outside of clinic and off the air. Burn bright today, folks.
It's Jennifer at burnbrighttoday.com, right?
Jennifer at burnbrighttoday.com. That's correct.
Now, I want to know your parting thoughts, you know, whether it's a summarization, but it's so important for you to share with people, not just what you're doing to help people, but what you're doing to really move this conversation to a bigger platform.
Yeah. I think there's a universal law operating that we may not have ever been taught. And that is that galaxies are created by first, we must contract before we can expand. Cycles are a natural part of life. Depression and anxiety is a natural cycle of life. If it's not naturally coming to an end, get help to help you get it to where it can lift up. You are not alone. And we've all been through this. And I can tell you this, every time I've had a significant loss in my life, I used it as a springboard to go on and be bigger and more successful than I've ever had. I've done it. You've done it. My clients have done it. And everyone out there can too. We actually have more control over the destinies of our life than we ever believed. But a key part of it is to know when to walk away and to know when to get help.
Yeah. We've talked about a lot today, and certainly we're using the Olympics as a frame of reference because we're starting to see things play out, Jennifer, in ways that maybe people do or do not understand. You know, certainly if you have a favorite and they don't win, your heart just gets crushed. But there's much more operating here than people know. You know, there's much more about support. There's much more about caring. And there's much more about becoming a warrior for your own life. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Jennifer, so much to talk about. Burn bright today, burn brighter tomorrow. For all of you out there, please get a hold of Jennifer. Go to the website, burnbrighttoday.com, on the contact page. You will find information to be able to call Jennifer, to be able to work with her. And remember, this is not just about traumatic things. All of us might be experiencing a little bit of sluggishness, a little bit of chutzpah. Mm-hmm. But Jennifer, you said it before, you got to have hope.
Absolutely.
I got the hope.
All right. Absolutely. It's there for the taking.
It's there for the taking.
Yes.
You know, this is a weekly show. Jennifer will be back next Monday, same time on transformationtalkradio.com. See you then.
Thanks for listening to Burn Bright Today with me, Jennifer J. Marcinelli, so you can burn brighter tomorrow. Burnout can feel like a heavy cloud hanging over everything you do, but a holistic healing revolution and a life you love is within your grasp. Catch me next Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. To learn more about me and to schedule a quantum healing session, visit burnbrighttoday.com. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.